are listening to the sermon podcast of Covenant Presbyterian Church. We are a community in Madison, Wisconsin, who gathers to worship, to learn, to serve, and to grow together in God's love. Please visit us online at www.covenantmadison.org, where you can find information about Covenant Ministries, as well as links to our online worship services and sermon podcasts.
Pray with me. Dear Lord, may these words and our thoughts be acceptable to you and bring us closer to you. Amen. Jesus said that in his Father's house there were many dwelling places, but there's not a single room for me. At first, the congregation welcomed me with open arms. Then they found out more about me. Now the only place that I'm welcome is in a very back pew. Believe in God? Well, I used to. But, you know, it's sort of a pleasant fantasy. I believe in me. I believe in me. We continue today with our Words of Wisdom, Words of Faith sermon series. And I know coming on the heels of the Christmas season, when our thoughts are wrapped up in words like hope, peace, joy, it may seem odd to draw attention to a word like abandoned, our word for this week's service. But the irony of the holidays is that it is a time of year when a sense of being abandoned is particularly strong for many people. And that feeling may have been intensified this year in particular because of our withdrawal from others as a precaution against the pandemic. But even in the best of years, the joy and the togetherness that characterizes Christmas can be almost unbearable for those who feel forsaken and alone. And that feeling of abandonment, it's not just a holiday thing. It's a feeling that many people experience, sometimes so profoundly that they are driven away from God and from the church. So I want to talk about feeling abandoned, being abandoned, and how it figures into our faith journey. And I want to share three thoughts in particular. But before doing so, I do have a confession. Abandonment does not figure very heavily in my own personal experiences. I've never really felt totally abandoned by God or by a congregation. And my own attempts to walk away from God have been half-hearted and short-lived at best. But in half a century of working with young people, I've seen others struggle with a sense of being abandoned. And their struggles give me some sense of its potential impact on one's life. So, what is it like to feel abandoned by God? The most poignant example I know comes from a teenager nearly a century ago. Elie Wiesel recorded his memories of entering the Nazi concentration camp at Birkenau and Auschwitz in his celebrated book, Night. Almost suffocated by the smoke from the crematoriums, forced to walk by trenches in which bodies of men, women, even young children were being tossed into to burn, he writes, "Never shall I forget the sight, that first night in camp, that turned my life into one long night, seven times sealed. Never shall I forget the smoke. Never shall I forget the small faces of the children whose bodies I saw transformed into smoke under a silent sky. Never shall I forget the flames that consumed my faith forever." But one need not encounter the unimaginable horrors of the Holocaust to feel as if God has abandoned you. I remember a student in one of our research studies who tried to convey to me her sense of isolation and emptiness in middle school when a number of her peers launched a campaign to demean her on social media. And none of her friends came to her rescue. The best advice her parents and pastor could muster was, just wait a week or two. They'll turn their attention to someone else. And this brings me to the first point that I want to make. If you are feeling abandoned by God or by the church, you're not alone. Stories of this sense of abandonment appear throughout the Bible. I mean, in Psalm 88, the writer laments, "O Lord, why do you cast me off? Why do you hide your face from me? Your wrath has swept over me. Your dread assaults destroy me. You've caused friend and neighbor to shun me. My companions are in darkness. Or think about the New Testament. Jesus on the cross crying out, my God, why have you forsaken me? Such moments of despair and aloneness are part of the human condition, and so they become undeniable elements of our own faith journeys. Donald Arthur Carson, a research professor at Trinity Evangelical Divinity School, once wrote, "I find hope in the fact that there is no attempt in Scripture to whitewash the anguish of God's people when they undergo suffering. They argue with God. They complain to God. They weep before God. Theirs is not a faith that leads to dry-eyed stoicism, but a faith so robust, it wrestles with God." Through the years, the Christian Church, even our own denomination, has given many people a reason to feel that they have been abandoned, relegated to the back pew. A very close friend of mine found his fervent faith faltering when he came to grips with his sexual orientation. And a church that had welcomed him as a beautiful child of God suddenly found him full of sin in need of fixing, someone that the church's young people certainly should not be permitted to hang around. How curious that we could preach about Jesus reaching out to the neglected and the rejected in one breath, and then turn around and denounce someone as unworthy of God in the next breath. But that brings me to my second point. Despite our deep feelings of being abandoned by God and our experiences of being rejected by the people of God, God is still with us. Even when we feel totally alone, God is beside us, waiting for us to realize God's presence. Presbyterian Pastor James Montgomery Boyce said, "The fact that we feel abandoned itself means that we really know God is there. I mean, to be abandoned, you need somebody to be abandoned by. And because we are Christians and have been taught by God in the Scriptures," Boyce says, "we know that God still loves us and will be faithful to us, regardless of our feelings." When you have a moment, go to the website of Press House, P-R-E-S-H-O-U-S-E, Press House, our Presbyterian campus ministry at UW-Madison, for which Mark Elsden and Erica Liu are co-pastors, and just listen to the two-minute video that is on the front page of the website. I can think of other examples in our own congregation as well, but this video really captures, for me, the stories of young people who have felt abandoned by God or distracted from God, and then have come to understand God's steadfast presence in their lives. Feeling abandoned may at some point define how we feel about God, or how we define ourselves in relationship to the church. Or we as Christians may come to realize that we have contributed to someone else's feeling that the only place they are welcome is in that very back pew. The only entity that they can rely upon is themselves. But the story doesn't end there. And that brings me to my third and final point. There is a way to guard against abandonment. Some of you may be wondering if I forgot the scriptural passage for today's service. Now, I've just been saving it up for now. In his message to the people in the church at Corinth, 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 13, Paul says, "Keep alert, stand firm in your faith, be courageous, be strong, let all that you do be done in love." Now listen to that. Keep alert, stand firm in your faith, be courageous, be strong, let all that you do be done in love. I'm a bit of a theater buff, and my favorite musical of all time is, perhaps not surprisingly, about a teenager. One whose struggles with social anxiety disorder have left him feeling alone and truly abandoned by his father, his mother, his peers, by everyone. I won't go into the details, but I do urge you to go see it when it finally makes its way to Madison. The musical's name is Dear Evan Hansen. And through various twists of fate, Evan, the protagonist, finds himself publicly confessing his aloneness. But then, offering an alternative. Evan begins, "Have you ever felt like nobody is there? Have you ever felt forgotten in the middle of nowhere? Have you ever felt like you could disappear, like you could fall, and no one would hear?" But then he turns, and he gives these words of assurance. "Even when the dark comes crashing through, when you need a friend to carry you, and when you're broken on the ground, you will be found. You will be found." I think that's what Paul was trying to say to the people of Corinth and to us. If we can keep alert to our feelings and to the feelings of those around us, if we can stand firm in our faith, even in moments of isolation and oppression, if we can muster the strength and courage to reach out to others who are being persecuted or feeling lost and alone, if we can strive to do everything in love and to be open to the love of others, then that sense of abandonment, it will pass. We will be found. We will help others find God. Do you think we can do that? Amen.